This is Eagles Green Zone. I'm Bob Bumbara as we analyze what's next for the Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday at FedEx Field in Washington, the Redskins with a 1 o'clock game. And joining me, former Eagle and former NFL player Dan Klecko and Eagles insider Adam Kaplan. Guys, 2-3-6 teams here as the Eagles try to break a five-game losing streak. And we're going to try to break out some of the rookies here on this show. First off, the rookie with the biggest spotlight, Nick Foles. Adam Kaplan, what did you think of Nick Foles' performance in his game against Dallas?
Guys, I think all things considered, I thought Foles did an excellent job of handling himself pre-snap, post-snap, with accuracy, did a very good job. Save a couple mental errors. I thought he really handled himself well. I thought created space to throw the football. I like how the coaches had him throw out a shotgun mostly. And he's very comfortable with that. He did that in college at the University of Arizona. I thought, honestly, when you look at the whole scope of things, coming off the bench, didn't work with the first team offense during the week, all things considered, I thought he did it very, very well for his first rookie experience.
Yeah, I thought he did really good. Like Adam said, coming cold off that bench, that's tough. And you know, when I listen to him after the game, and I listen to all the guys after the game talk about how he was in the huddle, you know, how he commanded the huddle, how he commanded the offense, and he said something in that post-game conference that, you know, really I haven't heard a ton of this year, and he said, hey, look, I'm going to get better. These are my brothers in that huddle. I'm going to be there for them. I'm going to be fighting for them. And to me, that was huge for a rookie quarterback to come out and say that, not just go, you know, kind of get lost in the lights and say, oh, my God, you know, hopefully I do better. You know, he wants to get better. He wants to be the leader of this team, and you know, that's what I loved about him coming out of Sunday.
Well, on the other side of the ball, you got another promising quarterback with, of course, RG3 with the Redskins. Started off like gangbusters, but defenses have seemed to sort of adjust to him a little bit. What are defenses doing to Robert Griffin III? How are they trying to neutralize him?
Well, I think the biggest thing is he's lost his two best weapons. He's lost Fred Davis. He really hasn't had Pierre Garçon all year. And it comes to that point where, like you said, defenses do try to figure out. They know when you're going to come out in those Baylor offensive sets, and you're going to try and run those things. And then, you know, they go back, they'll watch that Baylor film and see what guys did to stop you. So they'll game planning for you now. And also, you got to remember, he's been playing all year. So there starts to become that wall. Their season's supposed to be over.
Well, in this episode of Green Zone, we're kind of taking a look at some of the rookies on the Eagles who have really been put into a prominent role. You mentioned Fletcher Cox. Michael Kendricks comes to mind on defense. Guys, rate their play so far this year. The rookies, these two defenders. Adam, let's start with you with Fletcher Cox and what he's been doing to improve during the season.
Yeah, I think, Bob, he's getting better. I think, I don't know about the rookie wall, but there had been some times where he wasn't really impactful. But you're starting to see why he was a high first-round pick, why some people thought he was the best defensive lineman available for this draft.
And I'm guessing, too, this week with RG3 in there, some of the spotlight could be on Michael Kendricks with contain and keeping an eye, not letting him get around corners. Are you expecting that?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to spy him, that would be a good guy to do it. That's what he was in college. He was a great blitzer. He was a great guy to stand around the line and play. All year, I've seen a couple games where defenses take advantage of him. They high low him. I've seen a couple games, but he's done a really good job. And he's a sure tackler. He flies to the ball. He's around the ball all the time. He does a lot of good things. So, I mean, if you're looking for a guy to spy RG3, that could be one of the guys.
Adam, when we talk about these two prominent defensive rookies for the Eagles, Fletcher Cox, Michael Kendricks, do you see these guys as leaders on future teams? Where do you see them in the future for the Eagles?
Yeah, and I think when you look at guys at Fletcher Cox, I think he probably played 25 to 30% at defensive end in college at Mississippi State. That's something I could see as his career goes by. In nickel, play him on the outside, or you can move him around a little bit. That's something I was hoping to see, and it's a situation where mentally can he pick it up, because that's a different technique. You're asking him to do different things. I think later in his career, maybe even next year, he can start doing that.
But I did. I thought that too. When they drafted him, I thought you could see him at end and more in base. I thought you'd see him out there and run plays and all. I do see that, though. And he's a stalwart on this team for the next, I want to say, you know, 8 to 10 years. He's that type of player, and he's only going to continue to get better. Same with Kendricks. I think they're both the futures of this defense right now.
Dan Klecko, Adam Kaplan, thank you guys for being with us. As always, on Green Zone.